This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, April 6th. We had our 3 days of sun. Now it's time for 3 days of rain. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be still warm Tuesday in the Cedar Rapids area with a high of 77 degrees predicted, but the chance of rain will be steadily increasing as the day goes on. There will be a 20% chance for rain in the morning and then a 50% chance in the afternoon and evening, with showers possible. This raininess will increase and the temperature will drop going into Wednesday. The Linn County Sheriff's Office has identified the woman killed when a field fire spread out of control Sunday afternoon. The Sheriff's Office said 79-year-old Carol J. Woodson of Marion was tending a ditch fire in the 3000 block of Gilmore Road when the fire grew out of control. Woodson was fatally injured by the fire and pronounced dead at the scene. The fatal fire remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal's Office. Two men are in custody following a fatal stabbing in a Cedar Rapids hotel room. According to the Cedar Rapids Police, officers were called to the Residence Inn at 1900 Dodge Street Northeast just after midnight Monday for a report of a stabbing. Police and first responders found a 33-year-old man there suffering from a stab wound to his upper torso. First responders tried unsuccessfully to provide care to the man, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said several people were in the room at the time of the stabbing. An argument between the victim and another man, 39-year-old Victoriano Diaz Barrera, broke out before the stabbing. Diaz Barrera and the victim knew each other, police said. Diaz Barrera was arrested on charges of first-degree murder, going armed with intent and assault with a dangerous weapon. Police said another man at the scene, 29-year-old Anthony Diaz, was wanted for murder in Texas. He also was arrested. Diaz and Diaz Barrera are in custody at the Linn County Jail. Given tens of millions in losses the University of Iowa Department of Athletics is absorbing from COVID-19's devastating impact, outgoing University of Iowa President Bruce Harreld has agreed to permanently end an earlier deal requiring athletics to contribute $2 million a year in direct support to the main campus. Additionally, the University of Iowa's main campus, facing budget cuts and tens of millions of dollars in pandemic-propelled losses of its own, is nonetheless shipping $50 million to the typically self-sustaining athletics department this budget year. That money, according to University of Iowa spokeswoman Ann Bassett, will come from the university's cash reserves and come in the form of an internal loan that will be repaid over the next 10 to 15 years. Ecolips has purchased Columbus Junction-based Simply Soothing, the manufacturer of the Bug Soother Bug Repellent. Ecolips, manufacturer of organic lip balm, will grow Bug Soother's distribution following the acquisition, Ecolips founder and owner Steve Shriver said. Ecolips is in the process of moving from Marion to a larger facility in Cedar Rapids, which Shriver expects to be completed by late May. Bug Soother's operations eventually will move from Columbus Junction to the Cedar Rapids facility, Shriver said. This briefing is sponsored in part by Corridor Careers. Are you looking for a job? CorridorCareers.com is a resource to local job seekers where they can get job tips, sign up for local job alerts, build a resume, and more. Check it out at CorridorCareers.com.